Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We worship you. We magnify you. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. So that we will live on schedule, I want to speak on the subject very quickly. Walking consistently. In the grace and power of God. Walking consistently in the grace and power of God. Walking consistently in the grace and power of God. Our objective is to understand. This is more like a specialized course now. Understanding what it takes to walk consistently in the supernatural. Luke chapter 16 verse 15. The Bible says, Mark chapter 16 verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. And sat on the right hand of God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. It is important to note that scriptures does not say these signs shall follow apostles or pastors or evangelists. These signs shall follow them that believe. So believers are commanders of signs. Every believer is designed to be a commander of signs and wonders. Not to talk of every church worker. Not to talk of every pastor. Every believer is meant to be a commander of signs and wonders because there comes a time where you need to deliver yourself when nobody else is there. Beyond that, signs and wonders is meant to be the natural climate of every church. That is, You didn't pray for the sick. You didn't pray for the oppressed or the afflicted. People stepped into the church and the devil checked out. So what does it take? Somebody asked me some time ago, he said, you go for crusades quite frequently. What do you do? How do you prepare? How long does it take you to prepare before you go for the next crusade? We are going to look at 10 things. 10 secrets that will guarantee a man's walk consistently in the supernatural. In the business world, you need the supernatural. In the academic world, you need the supernatural. In the political realm, you need the supernatural. Number one key or secret is desperate hunger and passion for his power. Desperate hunger and passion for his power. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, O Lord my God, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, such as I have seen of thee in the sanctuary. I am yearning. I am restless. I am desperate. I want to see your power. I want to see your glory. That is the level of hunger. That is the level of restlessness that causes people to walk consistently in the supernatural. Paul the apostle, speaking in Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10, Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I want to know him. I want to know his power. Listen to me. If you are comfortable to exist without his power, you will be free to exist without his power. If you are comfortable to function without the supernatural, you will be allowed to function without the supernatural. But if you are passionate and you are restless for the supernatural, nothing can keep it away from you. My wife and everyone who is close to me know how desperate and how restless I am to see God and see more of God on a consistent basis. Desperate hunger and passion for his grace and power. For his power. This translates into prayers and fasting. Number two is the intense climate or an intense climate of divine presence. The intense climate of divine presence. When the presence of God around your life is intense, the supernatural will be natural. If you carry God around you, you carry such an intensity of divine presence around your life, the supernatural will be natural. Anything you do to make God comfortable around your life, the supernatural will be natural. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God with a man equals the supernatural. God with a person equals the supernatural. God with a person equals signs and wonders. God with a person equals the manifestation of the unusual. God with a person equals the demonstration of the supernatural. I prophesy to somebody here that supernatural shall be natural in your life this day in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. In Mark chapter 16 and in verse 20, they went everywhere and the Lord went walking with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Saturate your life with his worship. Saturate your life with his word. Saturate your life with communion. Just let God be fillable around your life and the supernatural will be natural. The intense climate of his presence. Number three is deep feeling. Deep feeling and compassion for the afflicted. That is when it comes to healings and deliverances. Deep feeling and compassion for the afflicted. When what moves people move you, when you are moved by the things that move people, when you are touched by the situations of people. We just saw now how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth and he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 14, the Bible said that Jesus Christ, he went forth, he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. He was moved with compassion toward them. He was moved with compassion toward them. He was moved with compassion toward them. The feeling you have determines the healing that can flow through your life. Compassion is a compulsion of unction. You see, I see people, and when I see people so many times, at times I see the reason why things are different for different people. Now, give you a little example, and I don't want to blame anybody. Now, I see somebody trying to walk on a crutch, and is struggling to come out with so much pain, and somebody near that person is not watching the pain in which this person is passing through. Maybe he's an usher, maybe he's a pastor, he's just busy with somebody else, with somebody just struggling to come like that. No, he doesn't walk like that. We should bring ourselves to a point where God deposits his feeling for people in our hearts, the way he feels for people. My drivers and I, every time I'm driving on the road and I see a piece of paper on the road, I will park for somebody to pick it before I proceed driving. Now, because if I'm the one driving, I couldn't come down to pick it, so, and at times I come down. And I see somebody, young man, just walking past the rubbish on the ground, and he just went and passed. He didn't see that. And I said, okay, that's why we are all different. That's why the things we see in life are different. Because there are so many people who are not moved with anything. If it will take you to ask God, deposit in my heart the feelings you have for people, give me a portion. Because compassion compels the unction. You feel better? Come. Congratulations. You say you had an accident and broke your waist. I saw how much in pain you were in the morning. During the early will I seek you. And I came close to you, but you said, yeah, I said, what is wrong with you? You didn't. You know of his case. Sciatica. It's over. Stand. Come forward. Lift your hands. Go now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Healed. Command the nerve, tendon, ligament, in every part of this body to be healed and be whole. In Jesus' name. It's done. Sit up. Move your waist. Touch your toe. Oh, okay. All right. Remain small. Okay. Remain small. Lift your hands. Father, thank you because this back is normal. In Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed. Command the back to be adjusted back to normal. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, Father, give me a feeling, a little measure of the feeling you have for the afflicted. Touch your toe. Up. Down. Somebody give the king of turn left, right, do everything you couldn't do before. Just go ahead and do all you couldn't do before. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Take your seat. Deep feeling and compassion. Number 4 is submission for impact. impartation and sharpening. Impartation and sharpening. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Submission for impartation. Who you follow determines what follows you. Your association and your association and your submission determines your transmission. Don't just relate carelessly. Let the people closest to you are people whose graces you want to absorb and assimilate. Let the people of your life be the people you want a deposit from. Submission for impartation and sharpening. Don't ever say that person is my mate or this person is this, whatever it is. If my children have laid hands on me many times. See, you lay hands here, you lay hands here. Am I communicating at all? Submission. Number 5, accepting responsibility. Accepting responsibility and exercising grace. You accept responsibility, you exercise grace. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible said, it said, wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. Stir it up. If you see slighting grace in your life, stir it up. If you see slight grace in the supernatural, stir it up. That you stir the gift, accept responsibility, exercise the grace, for it is confirmed that grace grows with exercise. It is confirmed. Even in the prophetic realm, I realize that the more you declare, the more the fountain opens and flows forth. It is confirmed that grace grows with exercise. In Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 14, Hebrews chapter 5 and in verse 14, scripture said, but strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. For every pastor here, please know that in every single service you hold, there is a broken-hearted person. There is someone in need of a touch. And don't just keep doing services, regular services as usual. Number 6 is faithfulness. Faithfulness with little manifestations. Faithfulness with little manifestations or little beginnings. You may not start at the realm of Kenneth Copeland or the man of God who just ministered, Bishop Charles Asari, or at the realm of your spiritual father. You may not start at that level, but you start at the level where you are and remain brutally faithful. In Luke chapter 16 verse 10, the Bible said, he that is faithful in the least is faithful also in much. If you are going to be faithful, if all that you see in your ministry or in your life is that the headache is getting healed as you prayed, everywhere you go, ask for people with headache to stand up and then pray for them. And as that is getting to happen, very soon tumors will be disappearing in the brain and very soon other things will be happening. And what I'm saying applies to every area of your life. Faithfulness. Any grace God has given you, any gift God has given you, any ability God has given you, manage it, administer it with faithfulness. And as you do so, you will see growth, you will see enlargement, and you will see increase. Somebody say aloud, amen. Faithfulness in little manifestations. Number 7 is consistent refueling and recharging. Consistent recharging and refueling of grace through waiting on the Lord. Consistent refueling and recharging, or recharging and refueling of grace through waiting on the Lord.
The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, it said, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as with eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Whatever level, and I told you now that the supernatural does not only belong to pastors or ministers, but belongs to every believer. And so what are we talking about? Consistent refueling, consistent recharging. I don't think that any genuine believer should go beyond once a week without waiting on the Lord, without waiting on the Lord, without waiting aggressively on the Lord, without waiting consistently on the Lord to recharge and to refuel and to become sharper. Your gifts, whether it's prophetic or apostolic, seeing or hearing or teaching or ministry, whatever it is, become sharper as you wait on the Lord to refuel and recharge. Number eight is maximizing and fulfilling the purpose of the supernatural through soul winning. Maximizing and fulfilling the purpose of the supernatural through soul winning. If you want the supernatural to continuously flow in your life, you must maximize the purpose of that supernatural through soul winning. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 and in verse 8, he said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Acts 1:8, and you shall be witnesses unto me. The reason why the blind will see, why the deaf will hear, why the dumb will speak, the reason why God will make you a Christian billionaire, the reason why God will place you on top in your career, is so that souls can be won en masse. So if healings are happening, deliverances are happening, and no altar calls, people are not getting saved, God is lifting you up, God has changed your life, and you are not translating that into soul winning, after a short time, the manifestations will drop and God might actually begin to withdraw his grace, because you are wasting that grace. You are leaking that grace. You are just using it for show and you are not using it to impact your generation. That is number eight. Number nine, returning and releasing the glory back to source. Returning and releasing the glory back to source. If you want God, if you want God, if you want God, if you want God to continuously release his power towards you, you must return to him the glory that came out of that power manifestation. If you want that glory, that power to continuously manifest, you must give back the glory to the one who produced that power. In Acts chapter 17 and in verse 15, Acts chapter 17 and in verse 15, the scripture said, Luke 17 from verse 15. When Jesus healed 10 lepers, one of them returned, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And then he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And then see what happened. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? And there is not found anyone that returned to give God glory except this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go your way. Thy faith has made you whole. That man saw more miracles. He saw more healings. He saw more signs and more wonders because he returned. Many times, after drastic healings had taken place in this place, and somebody went down as if he was lying on his face. At times he's lying as if he's lying on the floor in front of me. The easiest way to redirect that glory back to God is to go on my knees with that same person and say, Lord, all of us are praising you, not me. Right? Because God is watching. His glory you will not share with any mortal man. You don't behave like you are powerful. You don't act it. You don't behave it. People give it to you. You don't receive it. You can either return it back to the person who gave it, release it, reject it back to them, or redirect the glory. Redirect the glory to where it belongs. You do this consistently. You do this in your closet. You do this in the privacy of your house, and God watches it and the supernatural continues to flow effortlessly. Don't behave like a demigod. Don't behave like a superstar. Don't behave like you are the Almighty. Don't behave like that. Otherwise, God will show you your weakness and littleness, and you'll be amazed. That was number 9. Number 10, which is the final, is the continuous maintenance of praise, worship, and appreciation. This has to do with the attitude of gratitude. The previous one had to do with dealing with pride. This one is the attitude of gratitude. For thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God lives inside the praise of his people. Thou art holy, O thou. Lift up your hands that inhabited the praises of his people. That is Psalm 22 and in verse 3. O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. And if he inhabits the praises of Israel, then if he inhabits the praises of Israel, then he will come with a healing presence. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Adonai. Is somebody ready today? Just very, very simple points. Very, very little points. Very simple points. First of all, be desperate and be hungry. Secondly, create an intense climate of divine presence. Thirdly, maintain a deep feeling and compassion for the afflicted. Fourthly, submit from impartation and sharpening. Fifthly, accept responsibility and exercise grace. When you see an afflicted person, go ahead. Number 6, be faithful with little manifestations. You don't have to start big to grow big. Just start from where you are. Number 7, be consistent in recharging, consistent in refueling. Number 8, maximize and fulfill the purpose. Let souls come to Jesus because of what God is doing in your life. Number 9, return and release the glory back to source consistently. And number 10, maintain the atmosphere of praise and worship. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. The meaning of this is that everyone that is here today, we are going to begin to hear from your life and hear from your family and hear from your assignment that God is at work unusually. Every pastor and every ministry here, we are going to begin to see the manifestation of the supernatural in an unusual way. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let us appreciate God. Begin to appreciate God. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Lift your hands and begin to speak to God. Anyone who is trusting God to walk consistently in the supernatural, lift your hands and appreciate God right now. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands. God is about to drop something in you. You saw manifestations just now, and you just heard the word on the supernatural. It's about to drop something in you. It's a mantle of the supernatural. Whichever dimension of it is. For some of us, you need it in your life, your personal life. We might not take another testimony session anymore for the sake of time. And I also will be going to receive our Father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, for the evening session. Just in a moment. But something will drop on you now. Lift up your two hands. While we are doing that, if you know any reason why you may not receive anything from God, maybe because of sin, maybe because of lifestyle, maybe because you know God is not happy with you, just quickly pick your Bibles and your bags. I and be the first to rush forward now. While I'm playing this instrument and I'm giving the worship to God in 2 minutes, just quickly carry your Bibles and bags. And you are saying, I don't want any sin to stop what God wants to drop on my life. I don't want any compromise to stop what God wants to drop on my life. I don't want any guilt. Quickly rush forward. Keep carry your Bibles and your bags.
Lift up your hands, everyone.
Don't worry, remain standing, remain standing. Those in the front, remain standing. Remain standing. Keep coming, keep coming. You need to hand over your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate. You want today to mark a new day. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands, people. Everyone in the front here, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you. I receive it now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen.